So go ahead and close your eyes and take some deep breaths. Place your hands in gassho and focus your attention on the space between your palms. If thoughts arise, gently brush them aside and return your focus to the space between your palms. Breathe deeply now. It's the light of Reiki is here between your hands. Filling your breath, filling your body. The brilliant life force energy awakening the life force within you. Your vitality. Your vibrancy. The beautiful beings of the light are here, and they shine their light into the light of the earth is rising up through you and is everywhere around you. You live on the earth. The animal kingdom is here, and the natural world is here. The light of the first heaven is revealed to you here, that you live here on the first heaven, most magnificent of creations. Your spirit, your light, your fire, your wholeness, even out beyond form, your pure consciousness is right here, being human, living your life, being you, living on the earth. In this moment in time, in your daily life, your personal life, the world around you, the people around you, your daily routine, your daily needs, your daily activities, the things that are your priorities, the things you care about. And all of you is here living in the first heaven. Your wholeness, all parts of you are right here. And they're revealed to you now. You begin to remember. Not only is your spirit being human, your human being is right here in your spirit. You are embodied. And what an extraordinary act of creation. Place your hands comfortably on your body. Letting the light physically fill your body through your hands, the life force energy. And your perspectives begin to heighten here in the first heaven to the extraordinary reality of your life. With your eyes closed, Imagine the room where you're sitting now. Feel yourself right here. And breathe the air that's here. And now expand your awareness out in front of you. Behind you. On each side. Above you. Below you. And now bring your awareness within you. Open your heart and go within. Open your heart and receive. Your authentic self is revealed. And you breathe this breath in your body right now. And you feel the joy of being you. A brilliant light of gratitude shining all the way from the fifth heaven, the grace of gratitude, flows into your heart, into your breath, into every chakra. It flows up the front of you and down your back and through the earth and back up the front and into spirit and the light of God, awakening all your perceptions right here. Because this is where you live. The extraordinary reality is right here to be experienced and lived each day in your daily life. And in your heightened perceptions and your heightened senses, the light flows into your mind, awakening your higher consciousness, your higher thought. Awakening your perceptions. And here in your perceptions, you can look inside and notice that your divine presence, your light, your spirit, however you call that, it's right here, loving you, loving your lifetime, your personal expression. How each day with each breath, you are who you are, loving, caring, sharing, receiving, giving, being, doing, laughing, crying, everything. And here in your mind's eye, you think of the rising sun. And for eons of time, the sun has risen and the sun has set in the same rhythm, in the cycle of the universe. Take a moment now to notice your awareness here in the first heaven. Here on the earth. And then you take on a moment to notice that you're here in this solar system. And now you envision and you experience your awareness as part of the galaxy. And now you are aware of being a part of the universe. Physical expression of creation. And now you become aware that through your imagination, you can perceive from you here in your life all the way to creation here in universal consciousness. And now you notice the first heaven from the perspective of the divine consciousness. The experience of love being human. Experience of love in your heart. Experience of love of this earth, of life. All the way from the light within you to the spark of light at the beginning of creation when your spark became self-aware. Your spirit. Your spirit had a beginning. And that beginning is still always right here inside of you. That spark. And as that spark of creation concentrated into life force energy, there was the moment in your consciousness that your spirit decided to take form. And in the moment, here in what we call the 12th heaven consciousness, your spirit knew your life purpose, decided upon it, and the gifts and the talents, your divine gifts and your divine talents, that could guide you and inform you in this life. Decide now to cross over the bridge of light. And you realize that in truth, the bridge of light is traveling deep inside of you. Because the third heaven is inside. And so you step onto the bridge of light and you notice that you're going inward and deeper into you. The colors of your body and the colors of your spirit are here on the bridge. And you walk through the red, the orange, and the yellow, and the green. And you notice the sparkling river of life and the light shining on the waters and the sparkling colors that you walk through as you cross over the bridge into the blue, the indigo, and the violet. You see the pathway leading ahead of you, leading to the tree of life. And you follow the path. And as you get closer to the tree of life, you feel its vastness. All of creation is here. The sun and the moon and the stars and the solar system and the galaxies and the universe are all here within the tree of life. And it's all in perfect balance and harmony. And it fills the air that you breathe with beautiful, fresh oxygen and air oxygenating your body. And as you walk along, you find a way underneath the branches. They reach to the heavens. And they encircle the earth as they touch the ground, meeting the roots. And the roots encircle the tree and its vast trunk. And you step under the canopy. And all of life is here. Present. You lean against the tree and you realize you belong here. The tree of life is within you. And you find a really comfortable place to sit. You lean against the tree. And when you open your eyes, you look around you. And you see the great roots encircling the tree, and at the end of each root is another life. The animal kingdom is here. And they're greeting you. And they're blessing you, and you're blessing them. They share with you that you are part of their circle. And here in the Tree of Life, you decided your life purpose. Who your spirit wants to be in this life. The way that you love. The way that you receive, the way you give. Going out even deeper into the depths of you, discovering your life purpose, your spirit's purpose. And you listen. And remember. Find that one of the roots in the tree is inviting you to follow it. And you follow it out into its greatness. And you find yourself standing amongst the animals in a great circle. The Tree of Life, and a returning to your belonging. That here in the Tree of Life, you are a part of the natural world. Part of the animal kingdom. The things you do, your activities and where you live, your habitats are all part of being human. The work that you do, the things you create, the way you love. In the same way that a dog knows it's a dog, and it just is a dog. It's probably unlikely that the dog criticizes itself for being a dog. Turtle is here and wants acknowledgement. A turtle is in turtle nature. A whale is in whale nature. A horse is in horse nature. A cat is in cat nature. You remember now that you came here to be in human nature, to be part of the animal kingdom, part of the earth as being human. Sometimes all this gets hidden from your own view, though. You see a fire that's calling you. It's out beyond the branches and in the field. And so you walk over to the fire, and there are all these beautiful beings. And they're encircling the fire and inviting you to join them. And you come and you sit in circle with them. As you sit in the circle around the fire. And these are all beautiful beings that you have known before. They watched your earth walk and guided you, and some you're aware of and some not so much, but they're all right here with you. And they're asking you about your journey here. In this lifetime, like sharing with old friends. And you realize that there are some of the ways and the worries of the world that are mixed in your story. And you share with them, and because they're asking you, what are some of the challenges? Some of your obstacles? What's it like to be in the forgetting? They don't remember. Because once in the light, it's as hard to remember what it's like to forget that you're the light as it is to be in a body and remember that you're the light. And so they're asking you. What is the forgetting for you? And they tell you they're here to help you in this moment, to help you let go of the forgetting, the things that have hidden your spiritual purpose. Your spirit's purpose in this lifetime. They're here to help you remember. And they say they built this fire for you to let go of those things that cause you to forget your amazing beingness, being human. And they tell you now to take this time to place what you need to let go of into the fire, the obstacles that are in the way of you remembering and the enjoyment of being you. Place it in the fire and send it away with gratitude. Ways and the worries of the world go into the fire. The beliefs that don't belong to you go into the fire. Teachings of your imagination and intuition, your inner knowing, go into the fire. They are unhealthy. The things that block, go into the fire. Any religious trauma or religious beliefs that block you, other lifetimes, any curses or oaths or vows or promises, and they all go into the fire. And the fire consumes them in beautiful light, healing everything. And the burdens of it all are lifted from you, the forgetting lifted from you. And the fire begins to reflect the beauty in you. And now you look around the circle of the beautiful beings sitting at the fire with you. And you can see yourself reflected in their eyes. Their reflection shows you that you are brilliant like them. They see you the way you see them. Brilliant light. And you remember now that this is you. And here, with the awareness of the tree of life within you, you begin walking back towards the bridge of light and the beautiful beings are traveling with you. And you realize the beauty here of this third heaven is right here inside. And you begin walking the bridge of light and through the colors of violet, indigo, blue and green, river of life flowing under the bridge, yellow, orange and red. And you bring your awareness now back to your first heaven reality, your first heaven consciousness. And here you feel the presence of your divine nature right here in your human nature. The awareness of your heart and your divine purpose is right here inside. You see another great tree in front of you, just like the one in the third heaven. It's beautiful with its branches reaching to the heavens, its great roots deep in the earth. It's filled with life as you walk over to the tree. And you realize it's a tree of life here. And you step under the canopy. And the whole universe is here. In physical form. Right here. In this moment. In your life. The natural world. And your divine purpose is right here, your spiritual purpose, right here. And so you begin to contemplate it all because you've been listening to your head, listening to your heart, and now you also want to listen to your head, your whole body, all the different perceptions, from your practical realities, your creative realities, your personal expression, your love, your truth, your inner guidance, your spiritual guidance. It's all right here expressing in your daily life. Now you listen even deeper. And at the same time, you listen aware that you're now contemplating the things of your life and how you're expressing your life purpose. You find yourself sitting under the tree. The animal kingdom is here with you. The tree of life and its beautiful canopy. And you realize again you, your life right now, in this world, in this moment in time, living your life purpose. And take the time to write these things down now. As you ask yourself the question, how are you living your life purpose in your spiritual life? Here with your gifts and your talents. You listen to your heart and you listen to your head, to all your perceptions. All parts of you have a voice. How are you living your life purpose in your physical health? Now you listen to your gifts, and your divine talents. And you ask yourself how you are expressing your life purpose in your personal life. And you listen to your gifts and your talents. And you ask yourself how you're expressing your life purpose in your key relationships. And you listen to your gifts and your talents. And you ask yourself, how are you expressing your life purpose in your business world? And that is a very broad version of business. And now you listen with your gifts and your talents. How are you expressing your life purpose and your finances? And you listen to your gifts and your talents. And you ask the question, how am I expressing myself and my life purpose in my job? And as you contemplate all the ways that you are already living your life purpose, you realize how amazing you are. and here under the tree of life, in the animal kingdom that is here, and they're blessing you and you're blessing them. And you see a glow. The other side of the branches of the tree. And you follow it, and you see that the same fire is here. It was in the third heaven, and the beautiful beings of the light are here encircling the fire. And you realize you have some things to let go of here too. And this time you just walk over, and the beautiful beings are in a circle around you as you place your stuff into the fires. Any places where self-doubt showed, self-worth, the shoulds, cultural expectations that don't belong to you. All different things that don't belong to you. You just place them into the fire, and you realize you don't really even need to investigate them. As you place them into the fire, you can hear the beautiful beings toning, brilliant sound all around you. And their song awakens the song within you. And you join them in the circle. And you see yourself reflected in their eyes. And here in human form is your beautiful light shining right back at them through your eyes. And you share the reflections of here being human. And they say they're here with you always. And revealing right on the other side of them is your path. And you step on to the path and you look around and you realize it's all your path. In truth, it's not different. And the path is highlighted in front of you. And you realize that here on your path is your next step. You'll take your next step. And your divine nature is informing your human nature, and your human nature is informing you and your life decisions about your choices. And you look on the path behind you, and you look on the path in front of you, and you notice that the lights are on the path behind you as well as in front of you. And you can look back through your life, and you can see in all the ways that you have already in living the way your spirit intended. Because being human is being human. Choices and decisions and creativity, challenges, forgetting, all of it in this most amazing place. And you take your next step and you realize you are already on your path. You are already who you hoped you would be. Your spirit is delighted with how you live your life purpose. And it's revealed to you now. And your pathway is delighted. And as you walk forward, you realize that the field of possibilities is right here on your path. And really, today, you're bringing your focus into your next step. And so now you take time to listen about your next step and to write it down. And you ask this yourself the question, what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else becomes easier and unnecessary? What is your one next step? And you listen now with your whole body. You listen to your heart. You listen to your divine nature. You listen to your practicalities. Here in your human nature, living here on the first heaven. And you realize that you are living your life purpose right here in your practicalities. And you've let go of the shoulds to just be in the truth of who you are. Each day, just by being you and just by being who you already are. So you breathe in now, and you breathe in the light that fills the room and the air around you, and you breathe into this moment. Begin bringing your awareness back into the room. Back to your breath, back to the feel of your body right here with you. And you breathe in and you take as long as you like when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back completely.